News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777, and by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, that was Be My Cue right there, right?
That's your cue.
Hey, good morning, Melissa Sargent.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh. What?
What? Howdy.
Yeah, actually, tried to read the script. We have it written out here. Howdy, et cetera. Well, anyway, it's the history show. You found us, and we found you. And thank you for being here. If you know somebody who thinks El Paso's cool and they would like to know about their history, call them up. Tune them in.
Yeah, or they live out of the area now, and they'd like to keep in touch with El Paso.
That's right.
Go to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link. And there you can hear us anywhere you have internet connection, and you'll never miss a show again.
We are the people who say Texas history begins in El Paso, and there's a good reason for that. Anyway, we got all this going on here, and we welcome a September sponsor. Are we ready for the September? We are ready. Oh, God, here we come. The city of Socorro, Texas visits there, and whatever, hit the thing. The bell sound. There it is. Fight for your future, 2020 Census campaign. Visit the 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census. Now, this will work anywhere, not just in Socorro.
Yeah.
But they're the ones who have sponsored us this month to get us to do that.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be doing this necessarily just as a volunteer. I'd do it once.
Yeah.
But I don't want every break.
Every break.
They're sponsoring the show, so they get every break, and that's the way that
stuff goes.
Hey, you
need to put a mission bell. Socorro Mission Bell. There you go.
No, they wanted a fight bell.
I know.
Fight bell. So
fight for your
yes. All right, do your next thing, well, whatever it says. Don't forget.
Don't forget that there's a Mission Del Rey $20 radio show giveaway for online orders. You go to www.missiondelrey.com, and you just give the word history in your checkout cart where it says for promo code, and you're going to get $20 off your order, so which is pretty doggone good. So add an additional $20, and it's free.
It's a good thing. They had a big deal last week. I'm curious how that went. But it was 30% off the entire Tuesday through Friday.
Oh, man, really?
Where were you? Oh, I was hobbling around.
I was still hobbling.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, you got your history moment going?
Yes, I do. And it's not long after World War II, Germany became our ally against communism in the Cold War.
Oh, dear.
Only a few
we
years.
Know what happened with that.
Yes.
They invaded El Paso.
And
more than
and
one way.
We were
way.
Glad of it.
Well, it seemed to work out because we took their money. Anyway, today we're going to talk about a guy named Cleofas Carreo. Let me spell that for you, because I didn't know what it meant until I figured it out. C-L-E-O-F-A-S, Cleofas Carreo, C-A-L-L-E-R-O-S. And he was an El Paso visionary, a civic leader, and a passionate historian. He was an immigrant with dreams of becoming a citizen, seeking education, and helping others. He not only fulfilled those dreams, but he also sought out to help others just like him do the same thing. So we ask a guy we know in San Elizario if he knew something about this, and he said he did. His name is Sam. Sam Sanchez, got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
We're surviving nicely. I hope you're doing okay.
I'm doing okay. I've got some ready for Cleofas Calleros anytime.
Well, here's the thing. He was an interesting guy, and I crossed paths with his history. I think he died in the 60s, but I crossed paths with his history as part of Mount Cristo Rey. We've asked Ruben Escandon Jr. to call in later because he knows quite a bit about that part of it. But you also, didn't you write a story about him?
He died in 1973.
73, okay.
Called me when he died.
Okay. So did you write a story about Cleofas for some publication?
No. The one that came to me, there was some password, was written by his nephew, I think.
Well, tell us what you can about the story, because I mean,
I've got pretty much a complete history on him.
Well,
I want to pass on to the listening audience.
Please do. We've got a lot of sources. You're one of them. We found a rundown from Cleofas' nephew. You've got the stuff that went to UTEP, and I've got two people that I've interviewed and put on recording this week that we're going to roll in here. They both knew him kind of in passing, but there's a lot to it. So we got a lot to cover here. Go ahead and tell us about Cleophas Carreos. Sam Sanchez, go for it.
Well, here we go. It's funny how his name came about. I listen to the radio show every Saturday, and one of the past history radio shows, somebody mentioned his name, Cleophas Carreos. So I knew a little bit about him, so I called the station, and that's all it took for me to be talking about him now.
You sounded like an expert to me, Sam. So you're what we got. Go for it.
Anyway, he was born in 1896 in Rio Florido, which is now known as Ciudad Camargo. He came to El Paso in 1903 and was enrolled in the Alamo Grammar School without knowing any English at all. He was transferred to the, Sacred Heart Parochial School when the family... when the family actually economically was permitted to be here. Life in South El Paso then was much the same as it is now, because one important difference was that the parish church was the hub around which the activities and family life surrounded, you know. So anyway, presentation is more or less based on everything that he did while he was in the United States.
Well, he came to the United States with his mother. I think his father had already been here, right? And he came with his mama, kind of like around the bridge, shall we say? But he got here.
Actually, his mother added a few years to his actual life, because she wanted him to come over to the United States and he and be old enough to obtain citizenship. But she added 3 years to his life by just adding three lives to his life.
Oh.
3 years to his life. And so it was, life in South El Paso, you know, much the same as it is now. The thing is that many Mexican Americans have always been a patriotic plan, and so he actually went into the armed forces, and so. He saw action in France, and he was commissioned an officer, and he was wounded. In 1918, he returned to El Paso and married Benita Blanco. Benita Blanco was from the Blanco family, and I knew his uncle, Maro. Anyway, that's something else.
But you knew that part of the family, right?
Right. His membership in the American Legion and in 40, I don't know how do you pronounce this French words here.
Yeah, Homes et Chefaux.
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever. It was a cool French. It was a French group they got him into. Yeah.
Attest to his interest in Americanism. He was commissioned, like I say, an officer in 1922. He was made Mexican border representative for immigration and naturalization for the National Catholic Welfare Conference.
Well, he got really involved in the Catholic Church. He was a kingpin of history and the church, and it's fascinating to see what all he got into. He also ended up in the railroad, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in Europe. Of course, he was wounded and all this stuff. I already said.
Well, but did he get? He got a Purple Heart, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
Yep. He had the opportunity to go to the archives of the University of Salamanca, which was over there, and since he was very much interested in the history of the church, he experienced the
Indices de la Patria Madre.
Patria Madre.
In La, yeah.
And that had a profound effect on him. Of course, he was out there, and he was very much interested, and he was actually there to do what he wanted to do. Of course, he had, for the first time in his life, he, as a historian, he wrote an accurate perception of the facts that had come face to face with the Hispanization and history. And his interest in selling the record straight was to remain as an advocate, prime concern for the remainder of his life.
It did stick with him. He constantly was out to help people come in across the border, not only come across legally and become U.S. citizens, but then to find jobs and to get work.
Let me tell you how I met Mr. Calleros.
How'd you meet him?
I met Mr. Calleros in 1950. I was 13 or 14 years old. The county of El Paso was celebrating the centennial celebration at that time, and he had gone over there to look at what historical sites were available at the time. And there were many still actual homes, not in very good condition, but the actual courthouse was there, and he got to see that. And people were around showing him around the historical site and the homestead.
You're talking
in very good condition, but they were around still.
You're talking about San Elizario.
The San Elizario. That was San Elizario when the El Paso County was formed. San Elizario became the
county seat. It was a county seat.
County seat of El Paso. That's why the celebration was out there.
That was 1853. So he was getting ready for like 1953 or so. It was 1851. I can't remember.
1850 was what the county was.
Okay, 1850. All right. So he was getting ready for the celebration. So he comes down there, and there you are.
So there were people who were around showing him the historical sites, and the wee kids were following around, learning for the first time how important San Isidro was at the time.
Oh, so you grew up there, and you knew it had an old jail, right?
So we kids were all following the adults around while they were out there taking pictures.
Yeah.
And so learning at the same time how important we were. And so,
well, you know, Sam, let me stop you for a second there. That's the kind of problem El Paso has. We kind of like bump into the history because we see a building or we heard a story or Pancho Villa was here or whatever. And some we hear about, okay, I heard about that, but I don't really get it because nobody teaches us that. And I think that's the difference we're trying to make here, is that when you bumped into this guy walking around looking at the history, you realize that he came down to see you from El Paso, and that made his visit like unique and like, okay, he thinks our history is cool here in San Eli. And he was right and you were right, but you didn't know it. You found out.
We as kids, we didn't know what was going on at
right.
the time, but we were excited just to be in a group, just following around while they were taking pictures and like I said before, the original courthouse was still standing. And I think the original courthouse came down in 1960 when they were clearing the area for something else.
Well, are you talking about the one with the jail?
No. There was across the street from the jail was the actual courthouse.
Oh, okay, where the Adobe Horseshoe is.
Yeah.
Okay.
The back of the Adobe Horseshoe, that was the original courthouse.
Well, let me stop you there because he's on the tour down there. And but it was one last thing before we take a break. Something about how he was impressed by the first Thanksgiving?
Well,
or the first religious service, let's put it that way.
Yeah, at the time that don't think we were still mentioned in the first Thanksgiving at that time.
No, not yet, no. But he was impressed by the fact that there had been a religious service at that location back in 1598 with Oñate. That's how I'm looking at this.
Well, yeah, that's when the Oñate came over and named El Paso.
Right.
They performed a play that was written by one of the historians that came with Oñate at that time in 1598. and it was a play depicting the, I guess, the Christianizing of the, it was a play that it showed, I guess, the importance of the migration of the Oñate caravan coming over and celebrating the making the Rio Grande, because they had been without water for some time. And
oh, yeah.
And
just to finish that story, you remember what happened in the story. When they finally hit the Rio Grande, they came across the desert of the sand at Salamayuca, and they came down a mountain and hit San Lazario roughly in that area. And the horses, some of them were so thirsty, they drank so much. I think two of them blew up.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Can you imagine? I don't want to see a horse blow up, but that happened.
It's not a pretty sight.
Don't do that. All right, yeah. Let's take a break right there. The whole idea we're talking about is Cleophas Careos. What you're talking about here is he came down, heard your history, and was kind of impressed with the fact that they did that play, and kind of impressed with the fact that there had been that religious service way back in the day, because he was really keying in on Catholic services and such, and I think that impressed the guy. So, all right, we'll pick it up there after the break. Sam Sanchez is on the phone here with us, and we've got a couple other people calling. We also have an interview or two to roll in, and we'll get to some of that. You know what I did, Melissa, on Tuesday? I went out to Carlos y Mickey's.
Carlos y Mickey's?
And the owner of Carlos y Mickey's is a woman named Rosa Sainz, mm-hmm. and she ended up being a little kid and a little kid. She was a teenager when she knew him as she was younger. Well, yeah, but her mother and her grandmother and her father, they all were part of the history of knowing Cleophas. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you how that worked, because back in the day, her family owned all the Pancho's restaurants.
Yep.
And they would get Cleophas to come help them with put people in the busboys, the waiters, the cooks, the dishwashers.
Really?
That's where he got a lot of his help, was right across the river coming in. So we'll get to that. And it was helpful for Cleophas to be the go-between to get those people jobs.
I mean, and the guy was known internationally, too.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
we'll
a lot of people don't realize that. Yeah, so, I mean, he's got just, you can't put him in a box.
You can't. We also just sort of glossed over, we'll get back to it. In 1936, he was instrumental in getting the Tiguas to go down to the Cotton Bowl.
Yep.
And all, we'll get to all that. Anyway, Cleophas Careos is the topic. Got Sam Sanchez on the phone. We're going to take a break. If you want to have a weigh in here on something, give us a holler. We can do that on Facebook. Are you looking at Facebook right now?
I'm just heading into that right now. And,
but also, we've got we'll look and see how many people we had look into Facebook.
Waiting for it to open.
It was almost 6,000 people we had on Facebook with the promo. In fact, if I give me a second, I'll dial it up. 6,125 people have seen that picture that we have on Facebook. And that's just Facebook.
Yeah.
Not everybody does Facebook.
No, they don't. We have, like I said, just people that don't do Facebook, but also just listen. So it's great.
And also, we have the email working. That's ephistory690@gmail.com. If you want to do that, and the phone number, Melissa, call up Melissa.
Yeah, call me up. Call me at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Our community has been losing out on its part of hundreds of millions of dollars for schools, hospitals, roads, bridges, and more. Now, in this 2020 census, only 62% of residents in our community have responded to the census so far. But there is still time. You have until September 30th to be counted and make a difference in your community. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to fill out the census today. And don't forget, by law, your responses are completely confidential and cannot be viewed or used against you. The City of Secaucus reminds you to fight for your future. Fill out your 2020 census today. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Some guys can handle more pressure than others, like the fellas who handle the North Star Hot Water Pressure Washer from Northern Tool. With its Honda GX 390 engine blasting 250 degrees of hot water, the North Star can get you in and out of more hot water than that high school buddy of yours. This washer is built for blasting through the greasiest, grimiest of jobs. Get the Northern Tool and equipment. Quality tools for serious work.
You wouldn't go a day without washing your hands or brushing your teeth. But what about your nose, the body's air filter? It traps allergens that can make you miserable and germs that can make you sick. With all the dangerous stuff in the air, it's time to make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Navage flushes out allergens, mucus, and germs, and it's clinically proven to relieve congestion naturally without drugs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is the easy-to-use alternative to neti pots, pills, and sprays. Here's my promise to you. Try Navage. If it doesn't relieve congestion and help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier, just return it for a full, no-questions-asked refund. Over a million sold. Online at Navage.com or at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Additionally, brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Campaign. They're fighting there in Socorro. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census. There you are. Oh, we got the History Radio Show Facebook page up. I told you we had about almost a little over 6,000 people looking at today's promo. And that's just people looking at the promo. We may have that many listening just from Facebook. It's hard to say. We do not put our audio on Facebook like some very important other shows on this station do. That would be Talk
like the one prior to us?
The one prior to us from
Talk really cool
Paso.
Talk show? Yeah.
That cool talk show, 9 to 10 with Andrew J. Paul. Hey, Andrew, thank you for your help on our show, too.
You.
He sticks around and makes us do good stuff.
He listens to us.
Yeah, right. That, you can't get rid of him sometimes. Anyway, he's there. We're here. And we got a TV channel on YouTube. Take a look at that. We've got a whole bunch of segments up there, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. Over 120 videos. We've got two playlists out of that. One's about a dozen of the old videos I did. And I said, well, you know, the classics. Let's call them classics. And that's the Waco Tanks, the Gunfights of the Old West. What else have we got in there? The Mission.
Waco Tanks. Did you say that
I
one already?
I think I did Waco Tanks.
Yeah. There's so many of them.
I did so darn many of those things. There's a dozen of them. And Tom Lee's El Paso. There's a bunch of stuff. Anyway, that's on El Paso History TV, the channel that's on YouTube.com. Plus, some recent subscribers. There's one I missed last night. I'll put him on next week. But we have Catherine Ospina. Train Hunter 2390. Not sure what that means. That's a guy that says what he puts on his...
Robbing trains? I no.
Going to get caught now. Jennifer Stafford Thomas, bunch of people looking at us there becoming members on that. So what do you got?
Well, what I want to tell everybody is we've not talked about them in a long time, but they're back open, and it's the War Eagles Museum. And, you know, it's a great place to take family or just to get out there. Yeah, crash. And I listen to the planes going all the time over my house to the airport over there. And they're, you know, they're open to visitors, and they're located in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, and they've got a great collection of propeller and jet aircraft, plus a row of vintage cars and military vehicles. So if you want to either go to their website, wareagles.org, or you can also go to their or call them at 575-589-2000.
A lot going on here. We got Sam Sanchez on the phone talking to us from San Elizario, Mr. Historian himself. And we've got some other subjects to talk to you about. You and I both are kind of like, Sam, we sort of know about Cleophas, and we've looked him up and checked him out. So we're doing research. It's not that you did meet him. I never did. But it's an interesting history. One question I'm curious came in from one of our avid people on our email. What relationship, if any, did Cleophas have with Jose Cisneros?
They were good friends. That's about it.
Well, he did some illustrations for Cleophas's books or something, didn't he?
Oh, yes. Of course. Cisneros is illustrations all over the place, including the calligraphy that he was famous for.
Well, he did it. Go ahead.
All historians, I would say, would benefit from Jose Cisneros' work. And so any historian that would use Cisneros' illustrations would be considered very fortunate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jose did a whole bunch of neat stuff. And you know, he ended up being, I don't know if we have that in our notes here, but something I'm aware of. He created some of the logos and some of this the stuff they used at the El Paso County Historical Society, and also the idea of forming the El Paso County Historical Society was one idea that Cleophas brought forth in the early 1950s. He did it, which I thought's fascinating. And then we have an announcement about the Historical Society later in the program. We'll get to that in a minute. But a lot of stuff that went on in there in that history. The point is, what Cleophas Careos did was he would organize people in El Paso and turn them into people interested in their own history. And that was not being done very much. But he focused on the Mexican-American people, immigrants, and he would help the immigrants come across the bridge and find work and find ways to get going. And he worked directly with the Catholic Church. He had a position with the National Catholic Welfare Conference.
Position with that organization also gave him a vantage point from which he observed the evils of racism. He was very sensitive when he came to that. And you know, later on, we talk about Operation Wetback, which is very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you about that because I also wrote a lot on the book about Operation Wetback.
Now, you wrote a book about a year and a half ago, did you not?
Yeah, I did, yes.
What was the title of that book?
It's got 17 chapters, and in I think chapter 13, I think 113, chapter 13 was The Dark History of Mass Deportation is where I touch on that subject.
Is that book still available?
Oh, yes.
Where do you get it? Where can we get it?
We can get it at the Portales or call.
Who do you call?
I guess they can call the Portales and they have him there.
Okay, we'll get you the number in a minute. We'll talk about that. So, and the name of the book again is?
Pirates in the Desert.
Okay, we'll get you the number. Pirates in the Desert.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We talked to you about that a year and a half ago on the radio. That was cool. All right, that's an interesting thing. All right, Sam Sanchez we're talking to. We're going to come back in a minute with an interview I did with a guy this week who actually knew Cleophas sort of in passing, but he got to know him because of a sort of an passing acquaintance. Interesting thing here. We'll get to that in just a minute. Call us up if you think you need to, and that number would be
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
This is the year small businesses had to rethink everything. And if you're running a small business, you need advertising built for this moment, like iHeartAdBuilder.com, the place where you can create a radio ad that's affordable, customizable, and you can do it all from your phone. Just log on to iHeartAdBuilder.com, answer a few questions, and we'll get your ad on the air. Now you can have radio that moves as fast as you need to. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
When it comes to your business, there's a lot of things you know and a few things you want to learn more about fast. If you're looking for an easy and affordable way to get smarter about what your customers are thinking, you need to check out Research Raccoon. Just tell the Research Raccoons whatever your business question is. Maybe it's about a new menu item for a restaurant. Maybe it's finding out what your audience really thinks about your business name. Maybe you don't even know what questions you're supposed to be asking. Let the Research Raccoons know what's on your mind, and they'll poll potential U.S.-based customers that day, giving you clean data you can use to make smarter business decisions for less than you'd think. No matter the size of your business, Research Raccoon gives you the tools to learn at an affordable price. So discover what your business should be doing and move with confidence with Research Raccoon. Visit ResearchRaccoon.com to learn more and discover which plan is best for you. ResearchRaccoon.com. Fast results with big data.
iHeartRadio's new true crime podcast, Paper Ghosts, investigates a decades-long search for four young girls who vanished from their neighboring New England hometowns.
It's like she dropped off the face of the earth. If you tried to say anything to them about her, they didn't like it.
But recently uncovered evidence could change everything.
And I immediately just sat on the floor like somebody just punched me in the gut.
Listen and follow Paper Ghosts on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got to talk about our sponsors because they care. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We thank them for that. Call 588-1850 to ring up Patrick Tuttle's pocket. He's the legacy real estate guy. He'll say, hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle, the real estate guy. I mean, my real estate guy,
let
I think.
Let me sell you my house.
Whatever he, no, he's, you know, he's got rentals too.
Yeah.
But he's a very knowledgeable real estate agent. That's the thing I figured out. I've been working with him. He's an excellent guy, good to go for rents as well. 588-1850.
Oh, your turn. Okay. And, oh, sorry about that. And Mission Del Rey merchandise is available online at missiondelrey.com. Just look at their extensive catalog, and you can order your gifts and decor items to have them shipped to your door or anywhere in the world to family, friends, whatever. And that's missiondelrey.com. And don't forget, in the promo code for a $20 coupon, only for our listeners, you can type in history.
You call them up, 440-2140. Oh, my God, I forgot that. Brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Campaign. Visit 2020census.gov, call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census. All right, are you ready for this, Melissa?
Oh.
I spoke with some people who knew Cleophas Cleophas.
Yes.
That's your
oh, I'm so sorry. I just made a note for the San Elizario Portales Museum.
Well, I talked to some people. Here comes one. You intro the guy.
Oh, sure. Hold on.
I told you we're doing this.
I know you did. I moved my papers, and I'm
okay.
Becoming the
dude. Anyway, here comes one guy. You ready? Want me to do that?
Yes, you
okay.
Do it.
Well, here's
there
the
it is.
Okay. Talk about this guy.
Okay. We asked this audience a few weeks ago to contact us if they knew Cleophas Gallegos. And we got several responses, and here's one man who knew Cleophas.
Tom Seward, how did you know Cleophas Cadeos?
Well, when I came back from the service, I went to work for a company called Copy Machines, and I went to an office that was owned by the Catholic Church, I believe, and to work on their machine. And when I went in, I saw the machine was sitting next to the guy on the desk, and behind him was this huge clock that I recognized immediately because I had been, my dad and my grandfather had both been on the railroad, and I knew it came from the depot.
Oh, the Union Depot in El Paso?
Yes. It was given to him when he retired, and he was very proud of it. I met him, I introduced myself, and he said he knew my grandfather and my dad from the railroad. And we talked for a while I was working on their machine, and just a real friendly man, very nice, and we talked about things that happened in El Paso at the time, and what was going on with the railroads and things like that.
Approximately, and, what years was that?
That would be 1968 or 69.
And when did he work on the railroad?
He worked at the depot.
Oh, okay. What did he do? Any idea what he did there?
The only thing I know for sure, he said his first job down there at the depot was he had to come in early in the morning and call the number that they had for checking the time. And he had to check the time, set his watch to match that time, and then he would go downstairs and check the time on the clock on the wall that every conductor that came in, conductor, brakeman, everyone that came in to the depot always checked their pocket watches to make sure they matched that clock, because of the way the railroads were run, it was on time, and so they had to be, everybody had to be on the same time. And that's what his first job was, that he would go and set that clock and then maintain the time, make sure it was correct all day long. And he had other things that he did, but he said at that time that was the most important job that he had.
Can you imagine nowadays thinking like that? Nobody even thinks like that anymore. Everybody's got an automatic atomic clock, right?
Yeah. And the railroad watches had to be checked, I believe, at least once a year. You had to take them to a certified railroad watch person. And he checked and made sure that they were totally accurate. And I can remember my dad taking them to the jeweler. He would set it up and put it on his machine, and it tested it. If it didn't work out right, he had to open it up and adjust it to where it was till perfect time.
Well, so Cleophas Cadeos was in an office, and he had this clock on the wall. What happened with the clock?
The clock, after he passed away, his wife brought it down to the bus depot on Santa Fe Street and gave it to them, returned it to them. That's the last I've heard of it.
Well, what was the man like? It sounds like you knew him for a while and you were around him a little bit. What kind of man was Cleophas Cadeos?
You know, I watched him. The office was set up by the church to help people find jobs and help them get food and things like that. And I watched him with all of these people, and he was very, very nice with them. And he encouraged them to do the stuff that they needed to do, and then they would help them in any way that they possibly could. And you could tell by watching these people that they were just relieved from talking to him. And that's what I remember about him more than anything else, the clock and the fact that the way that he talked to people. It seems like he made friends with everybody that he talked to.
Interesting guy there.
Yeah,
what a side story. I mean, we asked people to call in. We got that through, I think, Woody Bear found this guy for us. We thank Tom for talking to us. The interesting story. Sam, I used to call the time back when I was a kid because our clocks were all screwed up, and the only way to get the actual time was to do that. You remember doing that?
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes, of course, growing up, I don't remember having any electric clocks or anything like that, but it was important to be on time. Kids in school, the bell rang, and we would go out to play, and after the bell rang again, it would be, we have to go back into the room.
Oh, yeah. But look at what happened on the railroad. He has to take his watch, call the phone thing, and end up going out and setting a big clock. And I don't know if anybody knows it. Let us call us if you want. I wonder if that clock where it is now. It's probably back in the depot somewhere.
Oh, I hope so.
And
yeah.
And that's now Texas Tech, is it not? Or, no, it's
Texas Tech Architecture School of Architecture.
I hope they're taking good care of that as we go here.
All right,
Sam, we're going to take another break and come back and talk further. He also, Cleophas, and basically Cleophas Calais is the story for the day. I've been looking at this rundown that was in the password by, I think it was his nephew, Jesus Ochoa. And there's all kinds of things he did there. We'll have to pick up with some of that in a minute. But we shall take another break and come back and do that. Call us if you need to, 544-5876
or 544-KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession. And he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Someone once said, life is what happens when you're busy making plans. So let's go there. Let's make some plans. Let's feel that feeling once again as you search and imagine that perfect getaway. Because when the time is right, when the heart says go, we'll be ready. So let's book a trip. Let's aim for the horizon and shoot for the moon. Let's go there. Book now and travel later at letsgothere.travel.
Get Church's new Go Box today. Your choice of chicken, your choice of sides, and biscuits to feed six or more. This is more than lunch. It's leftovers, starting at $20. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
iHeartRadio's new podcast, Criminalia, explores the intersection of history and true crime. Criminal activities linger in the margins of history, and lady poisoners offer up some of the most compelling tales. But were they perpetrators or sympathetic characters? We're going to find out.
Nellie, it would turn out, was also a fellow poisoner.
Listen to Criminalia on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to driving change, there's no action as powerful as casting a vote. So Levi's wants to help get as many people as possible registered and ready to vote this fall. Text Levi's to 788-683 for key dates, election reminders, and voters' info. And don't miss the new podcast from iHeartRadio and Levi's called Why I'm Voting, where you'll hear more reasons to vote. iHeartRadio's Why I'm Voting, countdown to Election Day. Your vote is your voice.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso's souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're going to pick it up in a minute with Sam Sanchez Sr. Maybe get down there where he talks about how Cleophas was not a gentle man. I can see that. A guy like him is probably pretty forceful. But in the meantime, I've got to tell you about a couple of things. Franklin Mountains Wilderness Coalition, they joined them with the Lost Dog Trail Town Hall. And what they're doing there is they're encouraging all the people to sign up, participate. It's a public input session regarding future use of the Lost Dog land, and that's history for you, preserved by the public via Proposition A back in 2019. But the Town Hall is hosted by the City of El Paso, the next session, Wednesday, September 30th at 6 p.m. You want to get involved, call up Judy Ackerman. Freak her up. 755.
Everybody call her all at
900
once.
People call this. 755-7371 to get involved in the town hall of the City of El Paso talking about Lost Dog Trail. And the Frontera Land Alliance, and along with Franklin Mountain Wilderness Coalition, that would be Judy, they're trying to make sure that stays clear from use except for walking upon and having a trail. Your turn.
Yes, it is. True West Magazine, we got to talk about that. They've got the Best of the West going on right now, where people can vote where they feel that this Old West history is. And
you mean a location like here?
Like El Paso, which is kind of tough for some of the categories. But the two best ones that we always win is Concordia Cemetery for the best preserved Old West cemetery in the world. And also Six Guns and Shady Ladies for Old West reenactments. And we've got to can't even count how many times we've won that now. So obviously somebody likes it.
Don't you have plaques on the wall? You can go count them?
Yeah, actually, we have certificates.
Okay.
No, I haven't got a plaque yet. But, no, we'd like to encourage people. I put it on our Facebook page to go there and vote again to support El Paso and El Paso history, since we need to get some more of that done. Let people know if we're how cool and exciting we are.
Well, interesting history in El Paso. It's been around forever. And, oh, no, he says he wants me to do the bell. What is that? You want to do the bell? Do the bell. You want to do the, Melissa, you want to read the bell?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Feel like reading the bell?
No, you were talking about the clock, and somebody just sent me a note.
Okay, here's
it caught my attention. Okay.
You ready? Go.
Yes. Here's another person who knew Cleophas Calleros.
No, not that one. Oh. The bell.
Read the
bell
threw
announcement.
Me off.
No,
okay.
I didn't. I said exactly what I said.
I'm doing two or three things at a time here.
Can
today
you do
I'm
just
confused.
The one in front of you?
I need more drugs. Brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for the Future, your 2020 Census campaign. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census.
Okay, you got your knees worked on or something, so
you're
still flying around a little bit.
No, I didn't take anything.
Oh, no.
Dang it. I might have been better today.
Call somebody. We need to adjust your meds.
Yeah, really.
Oh, God. Now, we'll get to that other interview in a bit, maybe like about 11:30.
No, this goes back to your clock.
What?
The clock was last seen in the office of Jay Benziak, who's no longer at Sun Metro. And so they're going to put it back at the Union Depot. So let's just hope.
You mean the clock went to somebody else's house?
Well, no, it wasn't a house. The Sun Metro director, transportation, it was in his office. And then he retired, and Prince asked him to leave it at the Union Depot, and he said the clock is where it needs to be. He did tell Peter Schwarzmein about it, but nothing happened. So.
Did it disappear?
No, it's still at Sun Metro.
Oh, it's in some guy's office in the Metro.
No. Yeah, Ray was the – Jay was the
– Look
the
at what that
Sun
clock
Metro.
Did for railroad people. I mean, they set their watches. They ran their trains.
Everybody did them. Oh, it was passengers.
That's a bizarre history there. Speaking of strange history, we got Sam Sanchez on the phone. Sam, we should pick this up somewhere in here because I got down here to one of these things we're talking about here where it said Cleophas was not a gentle man. When you knew him as a kid, you wouldn't have an opinion on that either way, or would you?
Of course not, because I know he was not a very, very gentleman. I just don't want to throw any dark shades there for people that actually knew him, because I actually didn't know him other than the fact that I had met him when I was a kid.
Well, I think, you know, one reason I think he was not a gentleman, because he was all angry about the way Mexican Americans were being treated.
Oh, yeah.
He was upset to no end. Yeah.
He was very sensitive when he came to racism. stuff like that.
That's what I mean. That on that, he got really angry. Apparently, from other people I've talked with, he was a nice guy and had a good time, good sense of humor. But that upset him no end, and that was what his work was about. Anyway, so he had what I guess you'd call a Spaniard, an Indian, and therefore mestizo temperament, which is what his nephew characterized it as.
Yes.
Interesting. Also, the tribute to Cleophas Cadejos, he was part of the Chicano movement in the late 60s and 70s. But our guest on second hour, when we play that, he didn't like the term Chicano. And we'll get to that, and we'll find out why. It's an interesting story there. Any other thoughts on here? You had some of the history that he wrote. What are the thoughts have you on Cleophas? We've got about 2 minutes left on this hour.
I know he wrote that little booklet on San Elizario, and it's got his actual name as being the author, and it's a very interesting little booklet. I've got a copy of that. I don't know how it came to me, but I have it, and what I'm going to do is just go ahead and duplicate it and have it in file somewhere that we can keep all that.
Put it in the Portales, obviously.
Oh, yeah, and the archives are at the Portales.
Very interesting guy, Cleophas. He's got, in his later years, you know, he was also an author of a number of books.
Oh, my God.
And he did one on the Guadalupe mission in Juarez that he did a history of that. He bound one of them very special and sent it to the Pope. I mean, that's amazing stuff what he did. He was always using lambskin, sheepskin. He put the books together in some, you know, crazy way. But he was an interesting guy. In that he actually, as we just to summarize, he was actually born in Chihuahua, Mexico, Rio Florido, and came across the river when he was about 6 or 7 years old, and ended up, just to recount his history, he ended up in the U.S. Army by telling him a little bit of a story on how old he was. They took him anyway, and through the Army process, he became a citizen. But he also, what would you say, went to Sacred Heart's Business School in 1911. Interesting history there.
He had a lot of his educational background.
He was actually in the process of writing another book, which he titled "Let's Get Rid of the Mexicans."
Oh my! You better.
I don't know if that was ever completed or not.
All right. After the break, you have to tell us what the heck you're talking about here, because that's a provocative thought for a good promo. See you after the news. Stay here, Sam.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.